Do we have comments from questions? Go ahead.
Thank you. And thanks as always for presenting the material so clearly. It's, I think it's very helpful for the board and the public. On your first slide, I just want to make sure I understand. It looks like we're going from a $2.9 million operating surplus this year to an $8 million operating deficit next year. So a swing of $11 million, which it looks like here the COVID recovery funds are essentially kind of getting us balanced for the fiscal 26. And then in fiscal 27, it's another $7.8 million shortfall that even with the COVID funds are going to leave us in deficit. So I get just an observation that, as you noted down at the bottom, to have operational expenses growing at nearly 12%, almost double what revenues are growing, is not at all sustainable. And kind of what is the thinking using one-time revenue to balance for next year? It looks like that doesn't hold for the following year. So do you expect by the time this comes back to the board that fiscal 27 will be balanced?
So I can't talk for 27 yet because we're still working on 26, but I expect 26 to come down from where it's at. From there, like I said, there's some stuff we're working behind the scenes to see what else we can work with. But the 27 piece, I would expect that COVID recovery bucket will cover the rest of that. So we should be back to zero at that point.
And what will be the status of the COVID recovery bucket at that point?
I'll have to get back to you on that. We're still working on it.
At some point, that bucket, I assume,
it's going to disappear. Yes. Yeah,
so we're kind of propping ourselves up with it, and that's what it's for. So I think that's okay.
But yeah,
it's not going to be sustainable, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then on the next slide, you touched on this a little bit. One thing that jumped out, or two things. One was the workers' comp, and then in the detail you provided, that's up 77%, projected a 77% increase for
workers
the current
comp
year, and then another 10% the following year. I know that insurance costs are rising faster than inflation, but 77% increase, even accounting for increased staffing, is pretty staggering.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, kind of relating back to last meeting, when we were looking at collisions and attributing that maybe to new operators, it just gives me concern about the cost of safety issues at the agency if we're seeing a 77% increase in workers' comp. And is that based on an actual quote?
Yes.
In terms of workers' comp?
Yes.
And have they been able to break down how much is due to claims versus staffing?
Yeah, I don't have access to that, so I'd have to bring it and get it to you if you want to see it.
Seems like something is happening that shouldn't be if our workers' comp costs are going up 77%. That was one question. And then could you explain a little bit more about the $1 million marketing campaign? And I'll note also that it looks like the marketing staffing is going from 2 last year to 3 this year to propose 4 next year. So a doubling of staffing in 2 years and $1 million of marketing. What is that campaign, and how do we measure the value?
I will let Corey talk about the campaigns, the incremental pieces that he's going to be doing.
Just the marketing campaign, it has a one-time element in it for preparing for a potential ballot measure 2026. That will go away future years.
Okay. And I guess just lastly, the next slide shows the staffing growth and, you know, the that which is attributable to the Reimagine Metro, the operations, the fleet maintenance. Obviously, the fleet maintenance in particular is needed. There's only a few kind of administrative positions, but given what looks like a pretty big structural gap in the operating budget, I would urge that you exercise caution in thinking about growing administrative staffing at this point, because it seems like you could be in a position where in a year or two you may have to start cutting staff. That's all. Thank you.
Do you have any other comments, Mike?
At our budget and audit committee meeting, I'd asked about the workers' comp question. And the answer there was that it's not like we're having a lot more accidents or, you know, more things that are costing us at our end. It's just the overall costs we're being charged for the various kinds of workers' comp programs that are going on. I was told was the answer there, that it's not all of a sudden we're having a rash of accidents or making more claims than they were. It'd be useful to get the actual numbers so you could get Brad to get the rest of us to sort of see what that picture looks like. And I also just wanted to report that the Budget and Audit Committee recommends this budget, preliminary budget, to the board for approval.
Any other comments? None. Seeing none, a motion is required to adopt the fiscal year 26 and 27 preliminary line item operating budgets and the 26 capital budget portfolio to allow submittal of Metro's TDA STA claims. Do we have a motion? Got a second.
Director Donning?
Aye.
Voluntary Johnson? Director?
Aye.
Leonore?
Aye.
Director?
Aye.
Director Martinez?
Aye.
Director Newsom?
Aye.
Director Orbach?
Aye.
Rocket.
Thank you. Thank you, Chuck.